Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Live, all right.
Kicking, breathing, enjoying the day. Today is February 23rd. My name is Kurt Mortensen, and this is where we get into it, to teach you either an influence or a persuasion tool, negotiation tool, even a self-persuasion tool, and learn how to apply it this week as we talk about different aspects of motivation and influence. I've been getting quite a few questions, and of course, any questions that you have is located on whywhypersuasion.com. That's also where the replay line is located, whypersuasion.com, about motivation. And it's kind of a 50-50 split between the ability to motivate yourself, which is self-persuasion, because if you can't persuade yourself, you're not very good at persuading other people, and then motivating others, because you can give a great presentation, but if nobody does anything, your motivation's not very good. So I guess the question of the day is, have you ever had a day when you didn't feel like doing the things you know you needed to do?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would the answer be every day? It would be. And that's what I want to focus on. And I spent years, probably 3 or 4 years, really understanding human nature and motivation, because it was interesting. You'd go to these motivational seminars, and I'm sure you've seen them before, you've been to them before, where there's so much energy and motivation in the room. I mean, you could cut it with the knife. People are so excited they're going to change their lives, they're going to do this, and you follow up with them 2 weeks later, and not much has changed. I mean, you can go to anybody out in the middle of a, you can go to anybody on the street and say, excuse me, ma'am, would you like to be financially independent? Or, sir, would you like to lose weight? Ma'am, would you like to have better relationships? I mean, and I would say probably 100% of the time you would get a yes, and you say, well, what are you doing about it then? That's when you get the blank stare. There's very, very few people that don't want to be financially independent. It's just they can't motivate themselves to do it. So the formulas I'm going to be talking about today, take some great notes, is not only for you, but it's how you motivate other people. It's the same. It's the same formula. So if you have a challenge motivating yourself or motivating teenagers or motivating people on your website to take action or over the phone, the formula is very, very similar. So we're talking about how to motivate people into taking that action. The research is pretty interesting when you look at the workplace. And studies show that 59% of employees said their companies do not do enough to motivate employees, because the company and upper management thinks it's money. And money's really number five. People want to belong and be part of the team, and that's a whole other lesson. And Dr. Demings says the way to high productivity was to move staff from intrinsic motivation, having the capability and authority to bring about change in their own sphere of influence. What that means is internal motivation will always be better than the do it or you're fired, do it because you have to, making people do things. Another interesting study shows that over 50% of all workers say they could double their effectiveness, and 85% of workers in the U.S. said they could work harder on their job. So half the people say they could double their effectiveness, and the other 85% said they could do a better job, they could work harder. And only 42% of managers use top motivating techniques. And so it's a big challenge whether you're in the workplace, whether it be with your families or your own life. Motivation is a huge challenge for a lot of different people. And can you really crack this code? I guarantee you'll always be motivated. When you really understand the science behind this, whether you're writing sales copy or talking on the phone or talking to the teenager, motivation can be simplified. So I'm going to simplify this for you so you can really understand this. So let's talk about this. There are only two motivators in life. Only two. Does anybody know what the two motivators are?
Desperation and inspiration.
There you go. The two motivators are either inspiration or desperation. Mm. You could say reward, punishment. You can say pleasure, pain. However you want to package it, that's it. Now, do you think most people you talk to are motivated out of inspiration or desperation?
Inspiration.
Maybe, depending on your product or service. Most people out there in the workplace are motivated by desperation. In fact, you probably heard that 80% of all heart attacks happen on Monday morning. In desperation, people hate their job. So map this out with me. Draw a horizontal line across a piece of paper. And on the left, write desperation, and on the right, write inspiration. So horizontal line, desperation on the left, inspiration on the right. So the two motivators are either inspiration or desperation. The challenge is desperation tends to be very short term. Because if anybody has any lazy teenagers, you can motivate them. You take them out to a boat, on a boat in the middle of a lake. You throw them overboard and hold their head underneath the water. And what are you going to see?
They're going to struggle to get out of the water.
They're going to struggle. They're pretty motivated. You can take the laziest teenager in the world, stick their head underneath the water, and hold it there. That is instant motivation. Wow. You've never seen them kick that much in your life. But once they have that breath of air and you've been arrested, they turn back into a lazy teenager. Inspiration is more long-term. The reality thing I want to talk about here is you need to use both, whether it be in your personal life or in your ability to persuade others. Because desperation's better than doing nothing. Desperation's better than inactivity. Have you ever been to a dentist out of inspiration? Anybody?
No.
Okay. I'm sure it's possible if they were going to fix your teeth, you're going to get veneers or something like that. But for the most part, most people go to a dentist out of desperation. The challenge is we have this comfort zone that we get stuck in. You've heard it before. We're creatures of habit. And we get stuck there. And sometimes we get stuck in what I call a desperation cycle. For example, let's say you have a high school reunion coming up, and you've been enjoying the finer foods in life, and they've taken their toll on your body, and your favorite dress, your favorite suit doesn't fit. You panic. You work on yourself. Desperation. You're losing weight. You get to the reunion. And then after the reunion, what happens? You gain it all back. Right? It's just that cycle over and over again. So let's map this out. Now, draw a vertical line. So we have four quadrants right down the middle. And up top right, internal. And on the bottom right, external. So inspiration or desperation can be either internal or external. Now, the reason this is so important, that if you're talking to a group of people, or you're writing sales copy, you need to know, are they motivated mostly by inspiration or desperation, because it matters. You see, when somebody's in desperation, that's fear, that's despair, you can crank up the fear a little bit, but you need to buffer that with a little inspiration, a little hope. Now, this is where people tend to blow it. When somebody's in inspiration, and you try to use desperation or fear to motivate them, it'll backfire every time. You know, a home going into a foreclosure, that would be desperation. That would be a lot of fear. Somebody buying real estate to fund their grandchildren's education, you wouldn't touch desperation. You would stay in inspiration. So let me map it out. We have four quadrants here. The one at the bottom left-hand corner, external desperation is fear. Let's take somebody's job, for example. They go to work out of fear, external inspiration. They hate their job. They don't want to go. It's Monday morning. It just, it's making them sick to their stomach, but out of fear or external things that give them desperation. In fact, what external things would give somebody desperation to go to work even though they didn't want to?
Bills.
No. Okay, there you go, bills. And if you don't pay your bills, what happens?
You don't have a home.
Yeah, you lose a house, you lose a spouse, I mean, there's a variety of things, so you just go out of fear. Terrible motivator, but it's better than nothing. Then the upper left-hand quadrant, internal desperation, meaning you don't want to go to work, but something inside of you internally gives you desperation or an obligation. So write in the word obligation. Gives you an obligation. You feel the obligation or duty to go to work. You don't want to go, but you said you'd be there. You know, you've been working there for 5 years. They have helped you pay the bills. There's employees you said you'd help. There's a project you said you'd finish. So out of duty or obligation, you go. That's internal desperation. Now, on the other side, if you look on the lower right-hand quadrant, you have love or respect. So external inspiration is love or respect. meaning external things inspire you. Maybe you're going to work to provide the best for your family, to send your children to the best schools, to get a nicer home for your spouse. Or the top of the list, the top right-hand corner, write in passion. So internal inspiration, you have passion. You love what you're doing. You're changing the world. You don't need an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning. It makes a big difference in what you're able to do. So lower left is fear, upper left is obligation, lower right is love or respect, upper right is passion. So the question is, which one should you use when you are out there motivating other people?
Internal.
Internal will last longer. It was kind of a trick question, though. You should use all of them. If you were talking to a group or writing sales copy, I would make sure you hit each one of these during your presentation. Very important. A lot of people want to become millionaires. They want to become financially independent. And what I have them do is, okay, list three things in each area. If you want to be motivated, fear. What scares you? Bankruptcy, your friends mocking you, losing your house. Internal desperation. What is the obligation? Well, you're better than that, and you need to provide better for your kids, and your kids need to see you more. What's the external inspiration? Love or respect? You know, Johnny Jr. really wants to go to Harvard, and your wife really wants to take that world cruise. Or the internal inspiration, that passion? Giving back to charity, spending more time with your grandchildren. All those things combined. So if you have a moment where you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do, you look at the list and you'll find something that motivates you. The secret's this. Some days it's going to be desperation. Some days it's going to be inspiration. Now, hopefully you grow into what we call millionaire psychology or the millionaire mindset. You're going to spend more time in inspiration than desperation. But I'm telling you right now, desperation is better than doing nothing. So as you look at your own product or service, you should be filling the blanks also. In fact, throw out a product. What's a product or service that's on your brain? Okay, then. Anybody?
Health products.
What's that?
Health products.
Health products. So let's say you're doing health products or you're selling health products. Now, why would people take health products out of fear?
Fear of a heart attack, fear of early death.
They're going to die, right? They're going to die. They're going to be away from their family. They're going to get cancer. They're going to have no energy. And they're just going to be a lump of coal in their bed. What would be the obligation for taking health products?
Your family.
Yeah, your family, your wife wants you to take them, you need to be doing that. Now, that could be similar to external inspiration, love, or respect. You're either doing it out of desperation because you have to, or maybe you're doing it out of love or respect. You want to be around for your kids. You want to be around for a long time. You want to get to know your grandchildren. And maybe the passion is you love to feel good, and you love to share the message, and you're helping other people feel good, and they're taking a nutritional-type product. The message is you should kind of put a couple in each area. So if you are talking to a group of people or if you're writing copy, you need to make sure you hit all four of these. Now, if you're talking to somebody one-on-one, try to peg if they're an inspiration or desperation. One of the questions is, how do you know if somebody's an inspiration or desperation? How can you tell?
I think you'd have to ask them questions to see where they're at.
No, you're right on. I mean, sometimes you can look just by looking at them or knowing the situation. But then asking them questions. And you can tell in their voice what they're doing. Basically, with desperation, they're moving away from something. They're running away from a problem or a challenge. With inspiration, they're moving towards something. They're excited about getting there. They're excited about the journey. Desperation, I have to. I don't want to. I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. Inspirations, they're excited, they're hopeful, things are working out, that's how you'll know. Remember, let me repeat this. When someone's in desperation, you want to take up the fear, And then buffer that with a little hope and inspiration. If they're already an inspiration, you want to stay there. In fact, if you want the formula, the motivation equation for my logical people, let me give it to you. It's basically this for inspiration. It's want times reward plus tools all over difficulty minus time frame. How's that for my analyticals? Let me repeat that. Want times reward plus the tools all over difficulty minus the time frame. That's your inspiration. Now let me explain kind of what that means so you can understand that. That when you're trying to motivate yourself for other people, you have to take a look at the want. What are they trying to accomplish? Because they say you can't bring you can't make a horse drink water, but you can give the horse salt and make them really thirsty, and that's what you're doing with your prospects. What are you trying to accomplish? The reward, is it worth it to them? Is it worth it to them? What is the reward? And do they have the tools or the resources, or are they competent enough to do it? Now, what holds a lot of people back is the difficulty. Is it worth the effort? How hard is it going to be? And can they do it in the time frame? Is there enough time for them to do it? Now, if you want to look on the desperation, it's very different from inspiration, because inspiration, you get that commitment. When you look at desperation, it's a little bit different. See, with desperation, you're looking at the fear times the consequences plus the tools all over difficulty minus time frame. I don't want to confuse you here. I just want to help you understand desperation. Is it okay to use desperation or fear to motivate somebody?
I think you could, but you'd have to be careful using it.
You do have to be careful. I guess the question is it okay for a dentist to say, only floss the teeth you want to keep? All right. Now, so the answer is yes. Most people overuse it. It's the only tool they have. It's okay to use fear, but you really need to understand how to use it in the right way. Now, if you're going to use fear, which is very motivating, very temporary, you need to make sure that you're going to trigger an emotion, maybe like pain or grief or loss. And they need to feel that the event's going to happen, that it's likely to happen to them. Now, the key here is that when you do fear or desperation, you need to have a solution. You're not just scaring people for fun. The solution is your product or service. So fear, is it realistic? Is it imminent? I say, well, you know, the asteroids are going to hit the Earth. You need to prepare now. It doesn't scare you. There's no fear there because you're like, yeah, no, whatever. It's not going to happen. Well, it's going to happen, but just not in the next couple of weeks. What are the consequences? Does it hurt? Do they have the tools to do that? Do they going to get in the desperation mode where they're just going being compliant? That makes a big factor in people's success. So this is what I want you to kind of think about as you go through this motivation. I know we got a little complicated here. The main thing to understand here is when you motivate other people or yourself, you need to use inspiration or desperation. So this is what I kind of want you to think about, whether it be your own personal goals or motivating the people in your family or persuading people or motivating someone to do something. So look at your product, your service, your idea. So what I want you to do for your homework, and we'll talk about this, what is the main inspiration for your product or service? I want you to think about what is the main thing that inspires people to buy your product or service. On the other hand, what is the main desperation for your product or service? So I want you to kind of look at both. What is the main inspiration and the main desperation? And I want you to start putting that into your presentation. You need to have both, especially if you're shooting in the dark. What I mean, if you're writing copy on the internet, you don't know what type of person they are, you don't know what their challenges are, you'll probably need to have both. If you're talking to them one-on-one, you'll probably use one more than the other. Desperation's very short-term. It is fear. Fear is very motivating. Gets us to buy guns and alarm systems and insurance. when, and it works, but it is abused and overused. In fact, when you look at fear and, for example, the cigarette companies or the alcohol companies, they use a lot of fear, and it usually has the opposite result, especially with teenagers. Or with teenagers, when they teach them how to drive, they show them all these videos of cars that have crashed into each other. There's blood all over the road. And what do the teenagers usually end up doing?
Doing what they're told not to do.
Yeah, they do the opposite, but they laugh. You hear them laughing. It's just too much fear. When you use too much fear, it has the opposite effect, or too little fear. And so you need to find that sweet spot of fear or desperation. So think about your product, your service, your idea. What is the main inspiration and what is the main desperation? And incorporate that in your phone presentation, in your emails, or even face-to-face. This will really help you out. In fact, is there another product or service you want to throw out to the group so we can do it together? You think about that? The key here is when you really understand how to motivate yourself and motivate other people, you become unstoppable. You're driven. You don't need an alarm clock to wake yourself up in the morning, and it makes a huge difference. And when you can motivate other people, the sky's the limit. They want to do what you want them to do and like doing it. Let me throw out a problem. What about... Let's do real estate, for example. Let's say a foreclosure. So if I was trying to help people with foreclosure and I'm writing a letter to reach these people, what would be the fear? What would be the external desperation?
Losing my credit.
What would it be?
It would ruin your credit.
Yeah, ruin your credit might be one. I think even the bigger fear is you're getting kicked out. They will kick you out. It doesn't matter if you have a family. The obligation, especially to a father, would be what? What would be the internal desperation? What would be the obligation?
Not having a place for their family anymore.
Yeah, you can't provide for your family. You're in a van down by the river. You have no place to go. Then is there any inspiration you think in foreclosure? Because you can crank up the desperation and fear, but remember, when they're in desperation, you want to give them a little hope, a little inspiration. What could be the inspiration to somebody in a foreclosure?
Being able to get out of it with their dignity and be able to start fresh on a new plan or a goal for them.
Okay, good. They're starting fresh. You know, 5 years from now, it'll be a bump in the road. We're going to help you restore your credit. You're going to get back on track. This is actually going to help you out because of this, this, and this. Would there be any passion there? Internal inspiration, do you think?
Yeah, I would think so, because when a person starts to feel like they have a way to start again, they've already learned a pretty hard lesson, so this time they're going to have a passion to do it the correct way and make sure when they do it, they're going to do it the right way.
Okay, good. So they have, it could even be the passion, say, look, once we help you, we want you to help other people so they don't have to go through this. That might be their passion, their motivation. So if I was getting writing a letter or getting them onto my web, I'd include probably all four of those. At least the bare bones, one inspiration, one desperation. And so I could build a little pain and give them hope. Now, what about, let's talk about home-based business. What about a home-based business or network marketing? What would be the external desperation? What would be the fear?
Missing out.
So the fear, you probably could. It's, you're going to miss out being on top could be one. The fear of losing your job and not having another income. The fear of downsizing. The fear of, again, probably not paying your bills. What would be the obligation, you think, for a home-based business?
That's a good one.
Doesn't your family deserve to spend more time with you? You're worth more than that. How much you're making? That you're worth a lot more than that. Don't you think you're worth a lot more than that? Wouldn't that be a little obligation, maybe? Kind of crank that pay. You really? That's what they pay you. You put in 60 hours a week, and that's what they pay you. That cranks it up, but that builds a lot of pain. Versus the duty or obligation might be to again provide better for your family. It might be to spend more time with the children, and the passion might be a charity or traveling or helping other people become financially independent or some way to give back to the community. Any of those would work. So the message is clear. Whether it's your own personal goal or you want to motivate somebody else, the formula is the same. So if you're having a challenge staying motivated, I put your number one goal on the list and come up with two or three reasons in each one of those quadrants. And the moment you don't feel like doing the things you know you need to do, look at it. You'll find something that'll motivate you. And here's the secret. Some days it's going to be desperation, and that's okay. But hopefully as you grow in the process and develop more of a millionaire psychology, you're going to spend more time in inspiration. Any questions?
I have one, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That formula that you were talking about, the want times reward plus tools over difficulty minus time frame equals degree of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little lost on that. I don't quite understand how the equation gives you the degree of motivation. Maybe you could...
A lot of people want formulas. I don't know if it's a perfect formula. But I think when you look at... Because some people, you want to motivate them, and they're just sitting there and they do nothing. And so if we look at want, how bad do they want it? What do they want to accomplish? Versus if it's going to be, all this want, meaning, okay, what are they trying to accomplish first of all? The reward, that's the big one. Is it really worth it to them? Should start a home-based business and make an extra $10,000 a month. That's a lot of work. Is that worth the work for an extra $10,000? Maybe it's worth it for $100,000. And then a lot of people just don't feel like they have the tools. For example, a lot of people join a network marketing business, and all because of financial pain, they don't have the tools. They don't know how to persuade. They don't have the people skills. They don't know how to market. They don't treat it like a business. They don't have the resources, or they're not competent enough to make it happen. And then, do they feel that it's too difficult? It's a lot of work. Is it worth the effort? Sure, you can become a multimillionaire, but you have to spend an hour on the phone every day. And but it'll take me 2 years of time to make an extra $20,000 a month. Is that enough time? Is it worth it to me? Just kind of. Don't want to spend too much time thinking about it, but those are kind of the elements you're looking at when people more so are resisting you. When it seems like a no-brainer to you, it's usually one of those. Usually, they either think it's too difficult or they don't think they have the tools.
Okay, so basically, if you put all five of those together, what you're actually getting from that is the degree of the motivation of the person you're talking to after using all of those, right?
Exactly. Or it lessens the degree of resistance, so it's kind of how motivated they'll be. Big thing I'd like you to look at is if they're not moving, if they're not motivated, it's usually something in fact they don't think they have the tools, the reward's not big enough, seems too difficult. If you're trying to get a high school senior if you're trying to get someone to get good grades in high school, A, do they want it? Do they care? Is the reward big enough for them? Maybe they don't want to go to college. Maybe they don't have the tools. They don't know how to study. It's not realistic to them. Maybe it's just too difficult for them to do it. Maybe they're seniors, and it doesn't matter. It's too late. They don't have the time to do it. All those would trigger resistance to motivate someone to get good grades.
Okay.
Good question. Any other questions out there about what we talked about today or things you're running into? Those are easy. All right, so whypersuasion.com, whypersuasion.com. You can send me a question or challenges that you're running into that maybe you don't want to bring up in class. I'll either bring it up in class or respond to you personally. And, of course, they'll give us about 24 hours, and we'll post the replay of today's call. If you happen to miss a call, we always post it at ypersuasion.com. So with that, stay motivated. This is a part of self-persuasion right here. Stay motivated, and the more you can really learn to motivate yourself, you do become much better at motivating other people. So go out there and make it happen, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kurt.
You bet. Good night, everyone. You bet. Good night.
Good night.